to leave home. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. The United Nations estimates that over 2.5 million refugees have fled Ukraine since the start of the Russian invasion.
Refugees come from all across the country to various cities, not just the small border towns anymore. This was once an old train station here in Krakow, and now it is bed after bed. Cities say they cannot keep up with all of the people who have arrived here. There's some pets in here as well, cats that have made this journey, of course, a very difficult, emotional couple weeks. A lot of the people in this room are strangers, but they're in beds next to each other, talking about what they've shared, that trauma that they've experienced all together in their same country, now fleeing here to Poland.
Fox's Alex Hogan. This as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used social media on Sunday to share a message of hope.
It's impossible to say how many days we still have to free Ukrainian land, but we can say we will do it because we want it. It's a patriotic war against a very stubborn enemy which doesn't pay attention to thousands of its own killed people, killed soldiers, which collects reservists and conscripts to throw them into the hell of this war.
Ukrainian troops have held off Russian forces from reaching Ukraine's capital of Kyiv for over 2 weeks. Meanwhile, a bipartisan coalition of U.S. House members is urging the White House to provide more Ukrainian support.
Most of the members of the House's Problem Solvers Caucus took a stance urging the White House to do more to support Ukraine resistance against Russia. The caucus urged transfer of surface-to-air missile systems, drone support, and aircraft for Ukrainian pilots. The caucus specifically mentioned Soviet-era MiG-29 combat jets to defend the airspace. U.S. defense officials have balked at such a transfer, saying it could be construed by Russia as direct American involvement.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A U.S. official says missiles from Iran were fired towards a U.S. consulate in Iraq.
At least a dozen missiles were fired toward the U.S. consulate in Erbil, Iraq. Senior U.S. official tells Fox News the missiles came from Iran. That official says none of them made contact with the consulate, which is new and unoccupied. And all U.S. personnel are accounted for, nobody injured. In addition, no one has claimed responsibility. The government of Iraq and the Kurdish regional government is investigating. The last time missiles were fired from inside Iran was January 2020 in response to the U.S. killing of Iran's military commander Qasem Soleimani. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Also new tonight, former President Barack Obama says he's tested positive for the coronavirus, but he's feeling relatively healthy and his wife Michelle tested negative. Obama, who is vaccinated and boosted, tweeted that he's had a scratchy throat for a couple days but is feeling fine. He also encouraged more Americans to get vaccinated despite the declining infection rate in the U.S. There were roughly 35,000 infections on average over the past week, down sharply from mid-January when the average was closer to 800,000. Plus, President Biden blames Vladimir Putin for rising gas prices, but others continue to blame Biden.
President Biden does not want his name anywhere near the word inflation, as the new Wall Street Journal poll now finds that is the number one issue voters are most concerned about. But the president admitted his policies did contribute to inflation, specifically the stimulus checks attached to the American Rescue Plan, a real problem for lawmakers from energy-producing states. Red tape. The president claims oil and gas companies can drill here if they want to. But producers are saying that climate-minded executive orders are making that impossible. Unity and financial punishment are the president's preferred approach. No U.S. troops are going to Ukraine to fight Russians.
Fox's Peter Ducey. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.